Before we start this episode of PodSmack, I just want to take a little time. I received news earlier today that a coworker of mine passed away. Brian was one of those people that everyone in the office liked. It's kind of rare, and I'm sure people have those in their offices where just as one person everyone seems to get along with and everyone likes. He's always in a good mood, great disposition, is always smiling and joking with you. And I just want to take a moment to remember him before we start the show. Welcome to this edition of PodSmack. I am Dan Balboni, and I am all by myself today. Actually, we weren't going to record an episode this week. Myself and Joe Jones, we had our last outing of our golf league, and we will give you more on that, but basically we were going to postpone because both of us weren't going to be available. But things happen, and I needed to get out a couple announcements and so I can lead into next week's episode. So, first announcement, Joe Jones raised over $1,600 on his fundraiser for Special Olympics. And in doing so, he also was able to rappel down the wall at the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut. I believe we've linked some pictures from his Facebook on the Get PodSmack Facebook page. And if you can go to Get PodSmack on Facebook and like us, we'd appreciate it. But you can check out those pictures there. Everyone who donated to Jones, plus the people who had other qualified to be entered into our movie ticket contest, those people will be in that. We will have the drawing for that contest either on October 17th or on October 18th. We're going to be recording a podcast on one of those days. At this point, not quite sure which day yet, but it's going to be one of those 2 days. It's going to be the also the episode where Shannon and Joe have a rematch and a battle of games that I've put together. And it could be interesting. So I would give a listen to that, especially if you were entered into our contest. And we do have, I would like to make the announcement now that we are starting our next contest. There'll be various ways that you can be entered, and basically it's going to run for a couple months. We're probably going to pull the drawing for that winner of that contest towards the end of November. We'll see. If we get a lot of entries, we may close it sooner. If we don't get a lot of entries, we may extend into December. So the first, I guess, we can talk about is the first way you can qualify for the next contest. And this ties into a new segment we're going to be doing next week, or in the next podcast, called Question of the Week. The question of the week is going to be some possibly odd type of question that's posed to Joe and Shannon and myself. And, you know, we just come up with our answers. But what we also would like to do is any listeners, if they would like to answer the question as well, you can either email us at podsmack1@gmail.com, or you can tweet us your answer at getpodsmack1. And the question for this week is going to be, have you ever been either a victim of or guilty of oversharing, and what was overshared? So if you want to participate, you know, shoot us your response to that. We'll read it. If we like it, we'll read it on our episode, and you'll get entered into the next drawing. Also, if you have any interesting, odd, funny, and possibly embarrassing questions that you would like us to answer, you could email that to us and put in the subject line question of the week. And what we will do is then, if your question's selected, you get entered into the contest. And what we're going to be doing going forward is basically, the more you participate, the more times you can get entered into a contest. So if we read a couple of your answers and you had a question, you could be entered three, or you could get three or four entries into, you know, our most recent movie ticket contest. So basically, the bottom line is the more you participate, the better show we have, and, you know, more likely you are to win some movie tickets. So there you go. And again, just going to give you my email, our email again, podsmack1@gmail.com, and the Twitter is @getpodsmack1. Now, back to the fiasco that occurred for the our golf outing. See, originally we were going to cancel the podcast, and then I had the great idea the morning of our golf outing that Joe and I will try to record on location, because typically in our golf league, there's always a holdup. We're always sitting waiting, so I figured we could record some stuff while we sat and wait. Well, this was probably the first time ever that we never had any waiting. So just to kind of give you the overall results, Joe did defeat me in our individual challenge throughout the season of our, you know, one hole a week contest. And then I was going to try to redeem myself this week with our 18 holes of match play. And Joe struck blood first. He got out big on me. He was up four holes after, I want to say, six. So basically, he came out whipping my ass. I fought back. I brought it to, after the front nine, I got it down to where I was down by one hole. Tied him on the 11th hole, so we're even going forward with seven holes left. We exchanged back and forth, and then right about, I would say, the 14th hole, my swing went to hell, and Joe went up and basically closed me out. He beat me on the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th hole, closing me out, up three with two to go. So congratulations, Joe, you beat me again. I would like to note two things, and I pointed this out to him before we started. A, my arthritic knee was acting up, and B, I did make more pars than him, so I'll take in our round. So I'll take that as a minor victory. Meanwhile, how you can tell if your arthritic medication has gone bad? If it contains aspirin and you open the bottle and it smells like vinegar, your medication has gone bad. So that's why I wasn't able to take any pills and go at Joe 100%. No excuse. I should have beat. I blew more than one opportunity to defeat him. However, I do face him this week in our fantasy football league. And I'm hoping to exact a little bit of vengeance, especially because he keeps emailing me and texting me pictures of the trophy that he won last season. So, you know, it is what it is. So next week, like I said, we're going to do a new segment, Question of the Week. We're also going to try to do another new segment because Joe Jones will not be recording with us, but he's going to be at a UConn football game. So we're going to see if he can give us his UConn tailgate report. So we'll be calling into him and seeing what's going on there, and maybe we can get a little participation from the other people at the tailgate. So we'll see how that works. Shannon will be recording with me, and again, we'll be doing Question of the Week, and there'll be another segment calling Tell Me Something Good, mainly because I want to use that loop of that song, but and possibly we'll have a couple other new things going on. So that's it for this episode. Like I said, it's going to be a short one. I just wanted to get some updates, lay down the ground week for next week. If you have an answer, if you've been guilty of oversharing or been a victim of it, please email us. We would like to hear from you. We will talk about it on the next podcast, as well as our answers. And if you have any questions that you think would make good questions of the week, email them to us as well. Again, it's podsmack1@gmail.com. And on Twitter, we are @getpodsmack1. And go ahead and like us on Facebook @getpodsmack. And if you can, please tell a friend, if you are listening, to at least download, maybe give us a listen. And who knows, maybe they'll like it. So for Podsmack this week, we are done.
This is number one champion sound. Yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Got a promoter, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. I really want to come pick you with you. You'll be my American boy. He said, hey sister, it's really, really nice to meet ya. I just met this 5'7" guy who's just my type. Like the way he's speaking, his confidence is peaking. Don't like his baggy jeans, but I like what's underneath it. And no, I ain't been to MIA. I heard the Cali never rains and New York's wide awake. First let's see the West End, I'll show you to my bedroom. I'm liking this American boy, American boy. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA.